Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Today's cattle markets were extremely wild and volatile and all over the place. We opened up quiet and steady, but throughout the day we rallied. So August live cattle are going to finish up $2.17 at $126.45. That's a new high there for the August live cattle. The next month out, October, $2.90 higher at $131.95. Way out there, out in April, 141.65, up 95. So really good new contract highs here for the live cattle for these contracts. Now, in previous years, back at the beginning of 2020, we were up here at about 127 on the front month. In the beginning of 2019, we were about 130. In 2018, about 130. So at least for the front month anyway, if you go back look historically, 130 over the last 3 or 4 years has been the high. For the front months. Now, that's not always true for the way far out months. But feeder cattle were down 82 in August. You know, they expire on Thursday of this week. The September's up $1.80 at $167.30. That'd be new highs there for the September feeders. Several things going on. The cash market's been good. As we make new highs, people get margin calls and have to buy their positions out, which also kind of feeds the rally.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Despite all the action in the cattle and other ag futures, the grain markets were fairly quiet. Corn ended up today about a penny lower on average. December was down a penny and a half at 535.5. We've had about a 6 or 7 day sell-off here following a pro farmer crop tour last week that showed really good yields, bigger than USDA. And so that's weighing on, and then also got some rain forecasted in the central part of North Dakota. Wasn't really as much as we thought it might be, but it was enough to spook the markets here. So we've been selling off. We're near support levels at this time. The soybeans were anywhere from 2 to 5 higher. There was talk that maybe the Chinese are buying some Russian or some U.S. Cargoes off the West Coast. So that was enough to keep them a little higher. And then the wheats were anywhere from 3 to 9 higher. Kansas City, December. Was actually up 2 at 717.5. Now, the wheat market has been one really good bright spot for the ag futures here recently, mainly driven by the spring wheat and the drought in the far north. Today's cotton futures up 64 in October, up 26 in December. They've been holding in there. Currently, the December is at 93.36. And the stock market and crude oil futures are all sharply higher today. A good start to the week following a week last week that had it all under pressure.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.